Joining us right now, we have a guy who, you know, I'm not sure what college he went to, but I bet he could have gotten into either UCSB or Pepperdine. That's just my thought. Play-by-play voice for the Houston Rockets. It is Craig Ackerman. Craig, sorry about you. No, you having to listen to us bicker there. It's me, Katie, Nate. I'm Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well. No worries. And good morning.
Good morning. let's see. Craig, where do we start? Yeah, how about Ty Lawson? He is the newest king. And all jokings aside, this is an incredibly talented individual with incredible problems that he's trying to overcome. If you would just share with us a little bit about your experience with him in Houston.
Well, you know, everybody, I guess it was memory service was somewhere around this time last year in August where the Rockets acquired him from Denver. For four guys who did not even, you know, no longer even in the NBA and a first round pick that the Rockets ultimately coming off the season before where they advanced to the Western Conference Finals sort of assumed would ultimately be in the mid 20s. In essence, with all due respect to those four guys who are no longer in the league, acquired a near all-star caliber player for virtually nothing that hurt their bottom line. I think it was, in essence, sort of universally applauded because the Rockets at that time were desperately seeking a secondary creator and ball handler. And, of course, Ty Lawson checked off all of those boxes. There were a little bit of concerns about whether or not another guy who needed the ball in his hands to be effective could be effective alongside James Harden coming into the season. But everybody thought, again, that that was something that could be worked on and ultimately would not be an issue. And then the season started, and right from the jump, last year was extremely disappointing and frustrating. The issue started in training camp where it was just – there was something off. It was disjointed. A lot of guys were hurt. Some guys came into camp not in the best shape. Dwight Howard played one half of the first preseason game and didn't even basically practice for the entire first month of training camp in the preseason, and things just got off. And Ty's fit with the team just never materialized. They tried playing him with Harden. They tried playing him without James Harden. Equally, he was ineffective. It just didn't work. He was not a problem in the locker room. He was not a problem off the court. In my personal dealings with him, he was jovial and professional. It just didn't work out system-wise with this team. They ultimately released him. Unfortunately for him, it didn't work out in Indiana as well. And here he is trying to get a new lease on life with Sacramento.
You know, Craig, I'm curious when it comes to Ty. We were talking yesterday about it on the show, and we had some callers, and they said, yeah, well, his numbers were so bad in Houston last year. Why do we want this guy? Well, I think people forget the type of player that he was in Denver. What was it from what you saw on the court there, especially alongside James Harden, that made it so difficult systematically for Ty to fit into that Rockets team?
Well, I do think that he had some issues adjusting to not having, you know, look, Harden is the guy who's going to have the ball in his hands the vast majority of the time for good reason. And I think he had some difficulties adjusting to that. I think I recently read somewhere where Ty admitted that ultimately last year he lost a lot of personal confidence, not only in Houston, but with Indiana as well. And when guys lose confidence at that level, it's tough to kind of regain your mojo. I don't think he's really lost any of his skill set. But I think he had some issues adjusting there, which he's admitted affected his confidence. And then they tried playing him off the bench without James a little bit to give him the opportunity to have the ball in his hands like he had in Denver. But because of the lack of confidence that he had, it's just he wasn't very effective. He had some flashes. He had a couple of games here and there where he looked like the Ty Lawson of old. But, look, last year was just a colossal disappointment for everybody around here, including Ty. And, again, I wish him all the best in Sacramento.
Craig Ackerman, Rockets play-by-play with us on the drive. You had mentioned, Craig, that in your dealings with him, Ty was not a problem off the floor, not a problem on the floor, and was really just generally a pretty good guy. So I guess the question would be, how much accountability does Ty Lawson take for his past issues, and how far in the past are they in your estimation?
Well, I guess that's for him to know. I will say this: obviously, what he did was stupid and reckless, and nobody should be getting behind the wheel of a car, after drinking. I mean, not only are you endangering your life, but you're endangering the lives of everyone else around you, and that's not smart. That's reckless, and in our society, people who are in those positions should pay the price, and I certainly think he did. He went, if I remember correctly, he went through a program in that regard. But I as far as I'm aware, during his time in Houston, John Lucas, who's now been hired as an assistant coach, worked with him when Houston. Of course, John Lucas is known for helping out all kinds of people who have issues like that. And I guess ultimately is that behind him and in his past? That's something for him to answer. But as far as I'm aware, during his time in Houston, there were no issues whatsoever in regards to any of that.
Craig Ackerman, play-by-play voice for the Rockets, joining us. And real quick, Craig, because we're up against it, but we've been very selfish here with our conversation about Ty Lawson. And I want to ask you about your reaction and the reaction of fans on the ground there to signing one of Sacramento's own, Ryan Anderson.
You know what? It's a guy they've been trying to get for many years. He's the quintessential stretch four in the league, especially for a team that shoots as many threes as anybody does. The big thing with Ryan Anderson, he's proven he can score. I think he's going to be a great fit here. Can he stay healthy? And I think if he can, this is going to be a great fit because he's going to be able to step back into the corners and get a ton of wide open threes. And when he's wide open, he knocks down those corner threes with the best of them. And I just hope that he stays healthy. And if he can, he's going to be a great fit here.
Good job, Craig. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate the time. Good luck
to you. Anytime, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care. Good luck.
Appreciate it. You too. Bye-bye.
All right.